A common fish in the Great Lakes is struggling with an eating disorder. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Commercial fishing in the Great Lakes depends on whitefish, but there is not much of it to sell these days. The problem is not with the numbers of whitefish. In fact, the numbers are pretty high. The problem is that all those fish don't have much meat on their bones. Steve Pothoven says whitefish seem to be getting by, but they are not getting fat. Pothoven is a biologist with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, and he worked on a major study of whitefish and their diets. The study focused on fish in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Pothoven says they normally eat small native crustaceans called dipariya, but he says dipariya have disappeared and now the whitefish are eating a lot of junk food. The fish are eating foreign mussels that have invaded the Great Lakes ecosystem. These are zebra mussels and quagga mussels. The problem is that most of this diet consists of shells and not anything with nutritional value.
It's like eating the packaging to your food. What's on the inside is good food. It's just that you're filling up with the packaging as well, so you may be full, but you're not necessarily getting what you need.
Pothoven says whitefish seem to be surviving on a diet of foreign mussels, but they're skinnier than they used to be. An adult whitefish today might weigh 45% less than it would have in the early 1990s. Pothoven says people in commercial fishing have noticed the change.
You know, you can catch a fish that's a certain length, and if that fish weighs 45% less than it used to, I mean, that's a big deal. If that's how you're making your living.
Fish companies sell whitefish fillets by the pound, but the fillets are getting thinner and thinner, and so the companies are making less money. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.